Reigning in light, goals. Goals. The goal of this episode is to remind, to ignite, to inspire, and to encourage. It is not all-inclusive. It is a conversation starter, and just like all of the other episodes of Reigning in Light, and for the mind, the body, and the spirit, in life we must have goals. And from the simplest of just getting out of bed each day or sitting up in the bed each day, to the most difficult, like losing or gaining weight, overcoming any sort of addiction that's been holding us back from living well, or reaching our peak performance, or reaching the top of a mountain, or at least what feels like the climb to get to the top, and alone. Goals. When we were young, they may have been to make new friends, to win a prize for academic or citizenship achievements, or to win a game. Goals, we must have them and for every piece of our life. The solo missions, the partnerships, this is the intimate, business, and friendships, all of the in-between, and for building and tearing down what's needed and what's no longer needed and at any time. Goals. For some people, they desire a career. Some, a marriage or a lasting romantic companionship. Some, a home. And in North America, it may be the American dream. Some may desire a family filled with many children. And some may desire complete financial wealth. Here we will soon discover that none of this will be lasting without a goal of optimum spiritual well-being. Spiritual wealth is the one that cannot be taken away. It is the one that we cannot go bankrupt from or lead us into bankruptcy. The typical goals may aid to the physical and mental, none of which transcends, transforms, or translates into true sustainability. Goals. There's an acronym of SMART that exists, and for some time now, SMART goals are those that are specific, they're measurable, achievable, relevant, and they are time-bound. SMART goals are great starters, and because they aim to help us to be realistic with ourselves and with others, without proper practice or training, and no matter what, we do not become a world-renowned musician overnight. We first have to allow our senses to recognize notes, the highs and the lows and the tempos and the waves. We need patience. Goals. For some, it is to survive, and for others, it is to live. Depending on the content of our lives, survival of the fittest is in place, or just trying to make it from one day to the next, or living day by day. We have people who are in war and at war internally and externally with others or with themselves. Living a best life and materially in any way is not a thought. War here is not just in regards to fight, destruction, and weaponry, but war with drugs, with homelessness, with poverty, with plagues of the body and pains of the heart, mind, and soul. War could be of hunger, of thirst, and for food, water, knowledge, or a thirst for healing. Goals. Of all of these things, there could be a resolution, or peace, peace in life, and peace of mind. Goals. To reach them may take some time, and if we haven't already started working towards them, let's begin now and with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Goals, we can speak them, we can plan them, and take action towards them. As with most things, we need support and help. And sometimes this is divine and not actually seen and not provided from humans or anything on earth. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Goals are accomplishments. They are objectives. They are results and achievements, and begin sometimes by considering our future and because we are fully present and invested in our today. We realize we want more of something, and sometimes we want more of ourselves, and in a way that we haven't had before. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Baby steps are sometimes needed in life, and certainly when we have goals. We don't always have to crawl before we walk, but if we have the opportunity to fully develop in one area or one stage of our life, why not do it, and before the next one. All that could happen is that we become more sound and stable in our life and possibly have more appreciation. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. The crawling is a reminder of how much we want it or need it, whatever it is that we're able to reach. And once we reach it, we understand the work it took to get to it, and we'll work just as hard to maintain it. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Earlier on, we discussed intentions. When it comes to goals, we must move beyond intentions and accept the intentional breathing that can help us to move along and through the many occurrences in life. Goals sometimes begin as a dream and of the many things that we want in life and out of life. Goals are the dreams that we chase until we reach or achieve them. When we consider our life, hopefully we will give respect to time. If we remember that only the spirit has indefinite and infinite time, we will remember that our goals must have a time frame, meaning something like, today I will aim to achieve this, and tomorrow I will work on this. And next week, I will begin to build upon that. And next month, I will tackle that. And by next year, I will be ready to move into the next phase of me. Goals, so much in between and so much behind the scenes that go into making them come into fruition. They are accomplishments, and no matter the size. Goals. Hopefully, they are not all related to material. That is money, the home, the car, the things, fancy clothes, the jewelry. Hopefully, there are some that beautifies us from the inside out and makes us stronger from the inside out, like listening more than we talk, giving more than we receive, cleaning up our mind, our body, our diets, our home, our community, walking in integrity, redefining success, and continuing to grow after reaching each goal we touch. Goals are not closings, but openings and to our next levels. They are not endings, but our beginnings of our next chapters. Steadfast in the pursuit of our goals for our mind and body, and so that our spirit reaches the everlasting goal of reigning in light.